The Wisdom of Teaching Reindeer to Read. The idea of teaching reindeer to read came to Sidney Christmas one winter's afternoon. Sitting in his armchair in the snow, he was reading a rather silly comic novel and laughing out loud. Puzzled by the laughter, Donner, his favourite reindeer, wandered over to ask, "What's so funny?" Sid proceeded to explain the reason for his merriment. Donner didn't think much of it. Reindeer are not noted for their sense of humour. But now that he'd raised the subject, he was curious to learn about the black dots, lines and squiggles on the pages that Sid found so amusing. "Letters," said Sid. "Letters of the alphabet. There are 26 of them and..."
"26!"
said Donna, for whom anything over 11 was too many.
"Yes, and when you put them together, they make words like this."
And taking his walking stick, he traced in the snow D-O-N-N-E-R.
"There, that's you."
Donna stared hard at the tracing, then walked round to look at it from the other side.
"It doesn't look like me."
"No, that's your name," said Sid. "See the different shapes? D-O-N-N-E-R.
That spells Donner."
By now, Donner's best friend Blitzen had wandered over.
"Ooh, do me, he cried.
So Sid traced Blitzen's name in the snow.
"Cool," said Blitzen.
"Tell you what," said Sid, "I could teach you to read."
And he spent the rest of that afternoon taking the two reindeer through the alphabet, A, B, C, D, and so on. Later that evening, he mentioned this to his wife, Mrs. C. She was not pleased.
"Sidney Christmas, you're a fool," she said. "Filling their heads with such nonsense. You're asking for trouble."
In spite of her warning, Sid continued his teaching. Donna was eager to learn, but after a few days, Blitzen grew bored and wandered away. However, at the back of his mind, something disturbed him. After a little while, he went back to ask,
"You know that A, B, C, D and so on? Is it always that order?"
"Always," said Sid. "It's alphabetical."
"Oh,"
said Blitzen, and he went away to have a big think. He thought all that day and all through the night, and finally he discovered what was troubling him. The next morning, Sid entered the stable to take a roll call of the reindeer, and, as he always did, he began calling out the names in pairs.
"Donna and Blitzen," he said.
"Present and correct," said Donna.
Now, normally, Blitzen would have answered with equal enthusiasm, but he was silent.
"Blitzen, my dear chap," said Sid, "what's the matter? Are you ill?"
"I'm perfectly well, thank you very much," said Blitzen.
"Then why didn't you answer when I called your name?"
"For the simple reason I can no longer accept that order."
"What order?"
"According to you, B comes before D," said Blitzen.
"Alphabetically, yes," Sid agreed.
"So it stands to reason you should say Blitzen first and Donner second."
"Eh?"
said Donner.
"Furthermore," said Blitzen, "it's not just alphabetically that you do me wrong, but also meteorologically."
"What's he on about?" snorted Donner.
"I'll explain," said Blitzen. "You named me Blitzen after lightning, right?"
"That's true," said Sid.
"And he's Donner after thunder."
"Correct, but why do you ask?"
"Because it's always Donner and Blitzen this, Donner and Blitzen that." "Well, it makes no sense. How can thunder come before lightning?"
"It doesn't work that way. Lightning always comes first.
so it's only right that I come first, and until that happens, I shall withdraw my services as one of your team."
"If he goes first," said Donner, "I shall withdraw my services."
When Mrs. Christmas heard about this, she was furious. "Mutiny," she said. "I will not have it. If you don't stop this nonsense, it's off to the butchers for the both of you."
"The butchers?" said Sid. "Oh, my dear, you're joking, of course."
"You know me, Sidney. I never joke."
And sadly, this much was true.
"Well, what's it to be?"
"Oh, Donna, Blitzen, please reconsider," said Sid. "At this special time of year, we can't do without you. I can't do without you."
"Oh, all right. I will if he will," said Blitzen.
"Oh, very well," said Donna. "But I still go first."
"No,"
cried Blitzen.
How about a compromise?" said Sid.
"What if one of you goes first this year, and next year the other one goes first?"
"So who's first this year?" asked Blitzen.
"Me," said Donna.
"No," said Sid. "This year it must be Blitzen's turn."
"And that's your compromise, is it?" asked Donna.
"It certainly is," said Mrs. C., "and a very good one too, so take it or leave it. But just remember what happens if you leave it. I hear that smoked reindeer is very popular these days."
There was an audible shudder around the stable.
"I'll take it," said Blitzen.
"Donna?"
demanded Mrs. C. And if it's possible for a reindeer to look sheepish, he did.
"Oh, me too,"
he said finally.
So the matter was settled. The two reindeer went back to work, and in no time at all they were the best of friends again. And much to the satisfaction of Mrs. C., somewhat to the sadness of Mr. C., but greatly to the relief of the rest of the team, from that day to this, Donna and Blitzen, or rather Blitzen and Donna, have never looked twice at a book. In any case, there are certain things that reindeer are not meant to do, and reading, it seems, is one of them.